The race for this year's Big Five championships in baseball and softball are beginning to heat up as we head into the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on all of the latest high school baseball and softball news in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why this will be a big weekend for a returning former HDNL star, where one of the best high school girls basketball players is taking her talents after graduation this year, why it was a good week for College of the Redwoods baseball, and the latest from an exciting HDNL boys golf season. But first up, the race for the championships in Big Five baseball and softball looks set to go down to the wire with three potentially decisive games scheduled for next week. In Big Five baseball, the Del Norte Warriors moved 2 wins clear of the chasing pack with a 14-0 win over Arcata in Crescent City on Wednesday. The Warriors suffered their first conference loss on Saturday when they split a doubleheader against Eureka, losing Game 1 15-4 and taking Game 2 4-3. They are now 7-1 in the Big 5 standings with 4 games remaining. The McKinleyville Panthers, however, remain right on their heels at 5-1 and have 2 games in hand. The Panthers, who had a midweek bye in conference play, swept a doubleheader against rival Arcata on Saturday, winning 9-3 and 10-0, just 3 days after falling 3-1 to Del Norte for their only conference loss. The Panthers could move into a tie at the top of the Big Five standings if they can win 2 games on Saturday at home against a Fortuna team that has struggled in conference play and is 0-7. The Warriors have a bye in conference play this weekend. Del Norte and McKinleyville will face off in a huge doubleheader in Crescent City on May the 3rd in a pair of games that will likely decide this year's championship. The race for the Big Five softball title is just as exciting, with Del Norte and Fortuna in contention. The Del Norte girls took over top spot with 3 big wins this week, sweeping a doubleheader against Eureka on Saturday by scores of 15-5 and 18-4, and following that with a 9-0 win over Arcata in Crescent City on Wednesday to go to 7-1 in conference play with 4 games remaining. The Huskies, however, are 6-1 after a 10-6 win at Eureka on Wednesday, and they can leapfrog Del Norte in the standings if they can sweep a doubleheader at McKinleyville on Saturday while the Warriors have a bye. The two contending schools will meet in Crescent City next Wednesday in a potential championship showdown that will likely decide this year's pennant. Also this weekend, both Arcata teams will play doubleheaders against Eureka. In the Little Four, meanwhile, St. Bernard's took a big step towards a conference championship in baseball with a 9-1 win over Ferndale on Thursday. The win lifts the Crusaders to 7-1 in conference play and leaves them 2 wins clear of the chasing pack with 4 games to go. On Tuesday, the Wildcats defeated the Crusaders 9-8 in a thrilling walk-off win, scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th. Ferndale is now 5-3 in the Little Four. Also this week, the Hoopa boys defeated South Fork twice to move 2 wins clear of the Cubs in the race for third. In Little Four softball on Thursday, conference leaders South Fork split a pair of games against Hoopa. The Warriors won Game 1 6-2, but the Cubs responded with an 8-3 win in Game 2 to leave them 6-2 in the standings. St. Bernard's lost a pair of games to Ferndale on Thursday, falling 15-8 and 27-16, and the Crusaders are now 4-4 in conference, with Ferndale and Hoopa both now 3-5 and tied for third. In local college softball, meanwhile, former Big 5 MVP McKenna Beach will make a welcome return to the North Coast this weekend when Cal Poly Humboldt hosts a 4-game series against Stanislaus State in Arcata. Beach, who graduated from Eureka High in 2022, was MVP of the Big 5 in basketball and softball as a senior, and she was named the Humboldt Sports Big 5 Girls Athlete of the Year. She played 2 seasons at Cal Poly Humboldt, starting 93 games for the Jacks before transferring to Stanislaus this year. The two teams will play doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday. In local college baseball, College of the Redwoods is closing out the season strong. After struggling for much of the year, the Redwoods men have now won 5 of their last 6 games, including a 3-game series sweep at Siskiyous last weekend. The CR men won 5-0, 10-7, and 11-10. Redwoods is now 8-15 in the Golden Valley Conference and 11-21 overall. Switching gears, St. Bernard's 2-sports senior standout Layla Florvillis announced this week where she will be taking her talents after graduation this year. The 3-time Little Four MVP in girls basketball, who is also one of the best track and field athletes in the HDNL, will compete in both sports for Chico State after accepting a scholarship offer. Thorvillis led the Crusaders to 59 wins in her final two seasons on the high school basketball courts, including a first ever state championship for an HDNL team in her junior year. She also was named the Cal High Sports Division IV State Player of the Year in 2024. Thorvillis also is the defending North Coast Section Meet of Champions champion in the 100 meter hurdles. And rounding out this week, McKinleyville senior Jake Gardner moved four strokes clear of the chasing pack in the race for this year's HDNL Boys Golf Championship. The impressive Gardner carded a round of 82 at Baywood Golf and Country Club on Monday for the fourth best score of the day, and that was good enough to put some distance between him and the field in the season standings with two rounds remaining. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.